Beirut was once known as the Paris of the Middle East, a commercial, cultural, and entertainment center for the entire Arab world. But then came 15 years of warfare. Beirut was left in ruins. Now, a little more than a decade after the war's end, the city is starting to sparkle again. The ravaged center of Beirut has been rebuilt. New restaurants and nightclubs are brimming with young professionals. But Kate Seeley reports that the Lebanese capital is actually facing a host of serious problems.
It's Saturday night on Beirut's popular Mano Street. Dozens of young Lebanese men and women hang outside one of the area's trendy pubs. In a city that worships its nightlife, Mano Street, with its more than three dozen bars, clubs, and restaurants, has become a mecca for the under-40 crowd. Traffic jams are common at 2 in the morning. 24-year-old Usi Basil and his American friend Andrew Lucchesi agree Beirut has become so hot, it's earning a reputation.
Beirut is the party place, and on the internet, we checked it out, and it was the best 10 party places in the world.
Like Ibiza number one, like, you know, Mykonos number two, and like Beirut in the top 10, it's like 8.
A decade ago, Mano Street was in ruins. It's located just yards from Beirut's notorious Green Line, which divided the Christian and Muslim halves of the capital. When the first bars and restaurants opened along Mano in 1992, patrons from both sides of Beirut were drawn to the area. It helped to unify a divided city, says restaurant owner David Awad.
Mano started out as a meeting place for both sides of Beirut. It's the only place where none could call his own.
The sectarianism at the heart of Lebanon's civil war is still evident. Lebanese of all sects, and there are 18 of them, socialize on Mano Street, but mistrust remains. Still, many of the street's patrons, like 25-year-old Karim, are quick to insist that they want to put the conflict and its divisions far behind them.
We just want to not erase it, but in a way get over it.
Lebanon's biggest promoter, Prime Minister Rafik Hariri, is banking on just that. The billionaire businessman is hoping Lebanese and foreign investors will overcome lingering concerns about Lebanon's troubled past and the region's current political problems to help him develop a new Beirut.
Our policy, economic policy, is very clear. We are trying to make Beirut a center, a commercial center and a financial center, to bring back Lebanon on the map.
Beirut is looking pretty good these days. A multi-billion dollar reconstruction program is turning its once ravaged downtown into a planned city of modern and French colonial buildings. But Beirut's new look conceals some profound problems. Lebanon's economy is stagnant, and the government is saddled with a debt so large that almost half of its annual budget goes to paying off the interest. Hariri, elected last August with a mandate to fix the ailing economy, has taken steps to encourage trade and investment. He says he's optimistic about the future. But back on Mano Street, few share his sentiments. 23-year-old Nathalie Tabarian.
You can't live in Lebanon. Everything about the economics and finding jobs is very difficult. So that's why I think that we don't have future here in Lebanon.
Lebanon has long been a country of emigration. But it's so hard finding work these days that Lebanese are leaving in what some call alarming numbers. A recent study found that almost one-third of Lebanon's 3.5 million citizens are actively looking for visas to emigrate. Many of those leaving are highly educated professionals, both Muslim and Christian, who represent a real brain drain. 27-year-old Ronnie Zogby says it feels like an epidemic.
All my friends want to leave, but anyway, I think if everyone leaves, it's not a good idea.
Lebanese cite the high cost of living, corruption, and the lack of political freedoms among the reasons for emigrating. But the main one is that there is little well-paid work here. A challenge Prime Minister Hariri says his administration is tackling with new laws and incentives, like reducing customs duties and offering tax breaks.
That is a problem. I admit that is a problem. This is why I said that the priority will be, top priority, is to find jobs for the Lebanese. And we are encouraging companies, especially from United States and Europe, to come here and establish here.
Hariri is also aiming to attract Lebanese emigrants back to Beirut. Restaurateur David Awad, who returned to Lebanon in 1997 after 7 years in Canada, is happy with his decision. He says many Lebanese wanting to leave don't realize the difficulties they'll face abroad.
People who really want to leave are people who are fed up, but they don't know what's waiting elsewhere. And they always think that the grass is greener on the other side, and which is not the case, you know.
Plus, he says, the nightlife won't be nearly as good. For NPR News, I'm Kate Seeley in Beirut.